Welcome to Common Sense Mentoring, your direct access to our unique leadership development program. We encourage you to take advantage of the success and leadership principles discussed in this audio presentation, as they've enabled countless independent business owners, just like you, to live life in balance.
First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you for putting your trust in all of us, because we really didn't want to do this. We didn't want to do it, but we felt like we had to. Now, I know none of you leaders have ever drug your people through tall grass. I've drugged my wife through a lot of tall grass, and I feel bad about it. It wasn't because I didn't believe at the time. We're not going to go backwards. We're going to go forwards. So I'm not going to go backwards, but I'll go backwards about 6-8 months. And I'm sitting at home in Las Vegas after I'm not happy about some changes in life. We'll leave it at that, with some pay plan changes and different things and product changes and all that kind of stuff, and we'll just leave it there. I'm not happy, because in this business, you talk to your friends every day. They're your buddies. I mean, we heard stories last night of people that have talked together for 30 years. And you know what that does for some of you young folks? You learn. I love those stories. I just love them, because it's where you, like Joe said, we're trying to go from A to B or A to Z or wherever you want to go in life, and you can have anything you want out of this business. If you've been in a few of these and didn't get where you wanted to get, I understand that, because before I hit the home run, and I was lucky enough to hit the home run, it wasn't because of me. It was because I kept on keeping on. And when I quit some of the other deals that I was in, yeah, we made some money, but I come from the manufacturing end, where I was a manufacturer's rep in the carpet business. And I didn't leave it. It left me. The big mills started buying the medium. The medium mills started buying the small. And all of a sudden, you know what they do? They compress your commissions, so you can't make as much money. So what do? You keep doing the same thing. I mean, that's insanity. You have to change something. So that's how I got into this industry. And then I found out in this industry that it wasn't all I could see. I mean, companies, there's one thing in life I've learned. Companies have zero heart. And I don't like that. I love people. And everybody in this room, I believe, loves people. We're here to serve people. You're not here for company. If you ever feel like you're here for company, we did something terribly wrong. We're here for you. And that's why we did it. My wife's telling me, man, you're miserable sitting there. And we had the money. We didn't have to work. Chubby didn't have to work. But I was bored. You can only eat so many steaks. I mean, I've ate a few too many. I'm sitting in the recliner, and Joe, I'm talking to Joe all the time. What are we going to do? And Joe's saying, oh, I don't like this chain. Well, I didn't either, but I couldn't say anything about it. Anyway, for 3 months, I'm sitting there, and my wife, who I love dearly, been married 45 years. Without her, I wouldn't have anything. We've had our disagreements about this industry many times. And I want to talk to the couples out in the audience that maybe have that disagreement, where their wife or their husband, they keep saying, well, my wife would say, yeah, you're just going to run down that rabbit hole again. And we made 5-10 grand a month in certain businesses, but it wasn't enough to take care of. When I got into the last one 20 years ago in 2002, we were $1,150,000 in debt. 150 of it was on credit cards, and I don't feel too sorry for us. We had a lot of real estate. But we were a little short on cash flow, about $8,500 a month. So every time a credit card came in the mail back then, some of you maybe remember it, I had a hallelujah breakdown, because that gave me more money, so we could last another month or two. When I decided to get in that company in 2002, after my sponsor called me 5 times, now I know you women would never say this, but my wife said, I knew you'd do it. Now I know you women would never say that to your husbands, because you're ladies. But my wife, I drug her down a lot of rabbit holes and a lot of tall grass. So I did it. Now, I know all of you work hard in every business you've ever been in, but, you know, I put a couple, 3 people in. We didn't have any system. We didn't have any of that kind of stuff. They quit, of course, because they didn't have... This business isn't something where somebody gets in and makes you rich. We have a responsibility to people when we bring them into this business. They've got pain here, or they've got reasons for what they're doing. I was a salesman. I'd never had a paycheck. Everything I did was commission. Everything. In the carpet business, everything. And if I didn't sell, I didn't eat. And you can see, I might have ate a lot of pancakes. They're pretty cheap, but there were times I had to eat a lot of pancakes. This business, we're here to serve people. That's what this business is all about. And that's where corporate forgets it. You get into corporate, and when I lived out here for 7 months, I sat and watched corporate. They don't care about us. We're a piece of meat. We're a number. Go out and sponsor a few more. What's the matter with you? They're not going to run with you. They change the commissions. They do this. They do that. Oh, just go do it. I hate that, because that's what happened to me in the carpet business. It happened to me in every business I was a salesperson for. Cutting your territories, telling, well, you can go out and build it up again. Just, you won't have as much territory. We're going to take this customer away from you or that customer away from you. That's the manufacturing business. And that's just the way it is. I never thought I'd be out of that. And I get into this business and I see it's the same way. And then the companies change deals. They change the deal on you. And it's like, you're kidding. Because corporate's not in the living rooms. They're not looking at the little kids and the families, and they're saying, is this a real deal? And we put our lives on the line for those people. We say, yes, it is. We believe it. We don't lie to the people. And when the company goes out of business or changes the deal, they don't look at the company. They look at us. So I learned to say I was sorry a lot of times. And I want to say that to all of you also that was in former companies, if you're in with myself or Joe or whatever, I'm sorry. Everything we heard, we believed. And if it changed on you, I'm sorry, because it did on us also. So I'm sitting there in Las Vegas, and my wife's saying, you're miserable. And I said, oh, man, do I want to risk this money? And I don't have to work. And first time I haven't had to work. And I said, oh, man. And she said, you're just miserable. You got to do something. Came to the conclusion in March of last year. I said, okay, honey, that's yours. This is mine. If I lose this, I'll never touch yours, and I'll go back to work, do something. I can always flip burgers at whatever. But I said, if we make it, this one's mine. You don't get any of it. She shoved her money over. I'm not going to miss this one. I think I know where you're going. And a lot of that has to do with great people like Joe and Sarah. I'll tell you that. Joe and Sarah fill in what I'm awful at. Joe keeps hurt on me, and man, he gives me orders, but I love him. You know, we've all read the book, Who Moved Your Cheese? Well, my cheese was moved a lot. So we decided we'd do this. And I can't go any further in the story. Maybe in another year after contracts change and all that good stuff, I'll tell you the whole story and nothing but the story. I don't believe companies start out to hurt any of us. I believe things change in those companies, and they don't have a choice. And they forget that we're human beings. And what they promised us, they can't fulfill. And I don't believe they go into it that way. I really don't. I think they believe they can do the things they say they can do, and then something happens, so they change it, and we get the brunt of it. But this industry, Joe and I started talking, and we started kibitzing about what we should do and this and that. We started putting together pay plans, and I believe our pay plan is as good as it gets. I really do. I'm not into the health as much as you heard, Clifton. But I know this, if you don't have great products, people don't stick around. So I believe we have life-changing products, and you will too after today, I guarantee it. I heard about this micronutrient for 3 years, 2 years before, a year and a half before I knew Joe, but I'd never worked with him. And then he decided to come over, and then I met all of you, a lot of you, at that little office that we were doing meetings at. And I heard stories from Caterpillar men and all this stuff, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. You know, the fat boys never heard anything like that. I thought I was up and down. Because my wife, every time I get a little hostile or whatever, I mean, I know you men don't do that, but I get a little upset once in a while. My wife will bring around the pills, or Joel will say, you're not taking enough. So we take a few more. And it works. I mean, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Now, I'm a big, on a couple of our other products I love, but when we hit the home run in that former company, it was the right deal at the right time. The problem was there was no system. There was no system. I mean, our biggest month, we did 26,900,000 in our group. And it wasn't me, so I'm not bragging. Please don't look at that as I'm bragging. It's not me. I had much better people than myself in the group. And it just exploded because it was the right time at the right price. I was at the right place at the right time, and I knew when to say yes, just like all of you said yes. And we really appreciate that. And we will kill ourselves not to make the mistakes that you've seen in the past. And we will go and talk to the leadership if we need to do something or change anything. We are debt-free. We don't owe anybody a penny. Our motto is we don't want to ever owe anybody a nickel. Our inventory is paid for. Our websites are paid for. And they'll never be worse than they are today. And we think they're pretty good today. Now, we know. We owe no person a nickel. And we never want to build a mausoleum to ourselves. We don't even want to be on videos. Chubby don't fit in videos very well. It's for you. This business is your business. And you've heard that from companies before. Please understand, we realize it. I did not want to work another company. I like being an IBO because I can go home and not think about something at night. When Joe calls me at 11 o'clock and says, oh man, we got to fix this or do that or this or that or whatever, it's like, oh man. I mean, that you never rest. Joe and Sarah... Without Joe and Sarah, I mean, we wouldn't be here. We really wouldn't. Now, they give me a lot of credit. I've had a few people say, well, what happens when somebody copies you? I start laughing because I know what are in these products. I'll never forget Joe and I sitting in Michigan, and I'm talking to a doctor, and he's telling me, I think there's another mangosteen product. When we started the formulations of these products, we wanted the strongest, baddest thing you could see. And I can't promise you we'll always have that because who knows what's coming down the boulevard. But I can promise you this. Right now, we got something that's unbelievable with mangosteen. And as soon as I heard that, you asked Joe, we're sitting there. I called the formulator. I said, double it. And he said, you've already got enough in here to raise the dead. And he said, no network marketing company does that. I said, Joe and I never want to stand on stage and look at you or let you go into someone's living room without telling them you got the best product there is. And you all know about the micronutrient, and you know that story, so I won't go there. I'm not smart enough to do that. We're in Minnesota, and we're at one of our leaders' homes. They told a story, and Joe says, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, really? And I get in the car that night. We're driving back to Minneapolis from Rochester, you know, that little company called Mayo Clinic's up there. And a lot of these people were from the Mayo Clinic. And Joe says, I said, Joe, the most unbelievable story I've ever heard. He said, I've heard it 100 times. It's like, really? So, you know, think about this. We brought these products out. We got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in these products. And Joe's telling me, oh, I've heard that 1,000,000 times. It's like, really? I didn't know we had what we had. I knew we had the mangosteen. I didn't know the fucoidin was as good as it is. I didn't know the micronutrient was as good as it was. I didn't know these things, just like some of you don't realize it. And I still don't think I really know what they're like. And then you hear Clifton, doctor, telling about these things. And I hear the testimonials. It's like, oh, my God. The company, we decided to, by March of last year, we were trying to take over another company if they wanted us to, because we never thought that with the pay plan that was designed that it would last long, because Joe wasn't going to work it. I wasn't going to work it. I looked at Randy and John and all these guys, and I'm thinking, huh, they're not going to work it. This is bad. And you can't work depth. You can't do this. You can't do that. And I'm not going to say it was a terrible pay plan, but it wasn't a pay plan that I could honestly call my friends and say, you can go from A to Z with. We decided to do what we did. We took every pay plan we'd ever worked. We took all the good out of them. And the pay plans are my favorite thing. That I love it. You know, the products have to be good, but the pay plan's got to be wow. And we took every good thing out of every pay plan I've ever worked. And there's only four. Remember, there's only four types of pay plans. You got binaries, you got stair-step breakaways, you've got matrixes, and you've got unilevels. So I've been doing this for years. I do exactly what I want. And then when I'm looking for a company, I try to have all these things in it. None of them have it all in it. And I found out the reasons, and we won't go into that now, but I believe we took everything. We took global bonuses. We changed it. We wanted global bonuses to go to the belief checks. We wanted every bronze to get a global bonus. 29% of every penny we put into this company of the AC, the assigned commission, goes into global bonuses, starting at $1,250. Think about that. I've always thought it's good to get in for nothing in a company. You know something? How much money does nothing create? Nothing's good about nothing. And I'm going to talk about this a little later when Joe at the end of the day, but we tried to put together a plan that was good for the small, the person that has. When I got into this industry, my wife spent way too much money, so I needed money. Now, if you believe that, I wanted to put a pay plan together where someone could go to work and nobody. You didn't have to have 2 cents, Harley, to rub together. You could make enough money your first month if you went to work that you could pay for what you needed to do in business. And then I wanted to put something together for the medium. And then we wanted to put something together for the guy that wants to go all out and work this as a business. And I think we did that. I really believe we did that. So the $49.95, and you do minimum, and we tried to put in global bonuses starting at $1,250. Which is unheard of in this industry, right? You'd agree with that, Randy? And we put 29% of the total pay plan in global bonuses. And we wanted to do belief checks starting at the bronze at the $1,250. Well, if you go to the minimums in the business, you need 55 distributors at minimum to hit that $1,250. If you do the $199 package, you need 13. If you do the $499, you need 6. You're in global bonus territory with 6 people. Next month, now you have 6 team members. You're already cash flow positive. You need 6 more to hit the global bonus for the second month. But you have 6 people working with you. Third month, you got 12 people working with you. You need 6 more with the 12 people to be a bronze and get a global bonus. And a lot of you in the room got global bonuses for the first time. The company's been open 4 months. It's not a lot of money, but we just started. Think about what they'll be in a year, 2 years, 3 years. The one I came from that I was so lucky with great company, great products, that ran it into the ground, of course, there was a 3% global bonus. And we split it up at 50,000 and up when you're doing 50,000. Think of this one, 29% split up from starting at $1,250. So your people that don't really believe in themselves can get a global bonus on the whole company starting at $1,250. I love that. But we wanted something for everyone in business. And then you're going to see a system that everybody's helping put together. We need a system. If there's anything in life you've got to remember, if you have to do all the work yourself, good luck. You need something to plug all of the people that you're going to touch in this industry. You need to plug them into something so they know where they're going, so their people know where they're going. Because by the third or fourth level, I mean, fifth level, and you get a couple hundred people, 1,000 people. Now, some of you don't think you'll ever have that. Well, I had 1 million people in my other one, and I'm not that good. I'm just the average knucklehead. But this thing, I believe, with what we're all of us are putting together, it's not us, it's all of us. And we put it out there because we had to. If you think about it, we all needed a place to go. You tell me another networking company that's good. I can't think, they're all right. We're here to do what you need, not what we need. We're not going to build any mausoleums, like I said. We're not going to have. If you need some place to call and get some little nice-looking young lady to answer the phone, and she's got beautiful nails, and if you need that, this isn't the place. Now, we got beautiful young ladies that'll probably call you back, and they've got a heart, and they're there to serve you. Remember that. But remember, anybody we hire, that money comes out of your pocket. Always remember that. If you have a CEO standing up here on stage, that money comes out of your pocket. If we've got a president in the background, that money comes out of your pocket. It comes from the pay plan. We don't want that. We want to give out as much money to the members, the IBOs, as humanly possible. And if we're not paying enough out, we'll fix it so it's more. And if we have to adjust it a little bit here or there, we will. But we'll do it with your okay, not us. And we'll tell you, we'll be completely upfront on everything we do with you. And I think that's what you want. When you talk to someone in this business, there's one thing I learned. I was a salesman, so I didn't eat well if I didn't sell, right? I worked on commission. This business is opposite. If you try to sell in this business, there's not one soul going to get in this business with you or me or anybody else for you or me. They get it, when they come into this business, we have a responsibility to help them, share with them what they need to do to succeed, and let them make the choices. We're their support system, all of us. We're there to lift them up when they fall down, brush them off, not baby them, but brush them off, and tell them what they need to do and what they did wrong. And all of us, we need to be smart enough at corporate. Now remember, I'm just an average old distributor. We need to listen to you if there's a problem, just like you need to listen to your upline if there's a problem with you going from A to B or A to Z. Don't be so stubborn, and I have that problem. You ask my wife, she'll tell you, after 45 years. Don't be so stubborn you're not willing to listen to people that have done it in the past. We heard stories last night. I mean, you're going to hear stories today. I love the stories, because would you rather have heart surgery from somebody that's 25 or 50? Yeah. Would you take your car and get it fixed with someone that's reading the book? They're looking at the book. They're 22 years old. Now, I'm not saying they don't know what they're doing, but how about the guy that's 55 years old that's been through every bad thing you can think of, and he can give you a hand down and pull you up instead of, go read the book. The book ain't always right. It might be right, but there's circumstances. You may be talking to the best person in the world. You may drive up to a home and say, oh, look at how rich these people are. When I got in a big A business, they drove up to my house. I had a nice, beautiful 5,500 square foot home, but I had five feet of grass. And it was, I had too much house and not enough money. So it was pretty easy to see that I was doing it for the money. One of my dearest friends, who's he was taught by Jim Rohn. I love him dearly. He's had four huge successes. And in that former business, before it fell apart, I said, you know, I love this business. They'd never do anything to hurt us. He said, Richard, I love the people, but I'd do it again for the money. You know, I love the people at some of my former companies. But when they change the deal, it's not on them, it's on us. And I hate that. I hate, if I make a commitment to you, I'm going to be there next week and do a meeting, I'm going to be there. And I know Joe, man, there's times he won't let me go to bed until 2 in the morning. He almost kills you. It's you do it right, and he's going to do it right. So he brings things to the table that I would never be able to do. We got a team of people that are all in, that do it at night, and nobody takes a penny out. And we can't, because you feed the baby. You got to feed the baby. The money is important, but you got to feed the baby. And we all need to, I mean, you're the members. You're the ones why we will be where we're going to be. It's all up to you. Our guarantee to you is we will not blow the money. We will not take the money. In fact, I mean, I could go over that for an hour with you. I love that part of it too. I love having the money in for the future trips and the global bonuses, and we pull it out. We don't worry about where it is next week. It's there. So when you earn your global bonus, you don't have to worry about a pink slip. I've heard stories in this industry where people, they get to 200K and they're going to get a $40,000 global bonus, and the company, you get a bankruptcy letter. That's not going to happen, I promise. We will never owe a bank a nickel. We will never owe a bank a nickel. If we can't pay for it, we won't do it. I can see your heart. I mean, I saw a heart last night, the people talking, and we met out here and talked to some wonderful people. I love the stories. I just love it. And I can't wait till you see what's coming down the pike on the system and all of those things. We need a system. We need a system. You need to listen to some things and learn and all of those things. You know, I want to leave you with, and this company has a heart. I hope you can see that. I hope you know that we'll do the things that are right for you. We will never make a change that's not good for the members. We won't. We just won't, because we've been in the living rooms. We're out in the living rooms every day, seeing the little ones cry and mama looking at you with those eyes and saying, you know, and I know guys, I know most of you, a lot of you guys, some of you, I shouldn't say all of you, but a lot of us have drug our wives through some pretty deep grass, and we quit. Men quit quicker than women. Women are tough. I mean, I hate the word no. Women are good at saying no. I've been married 45 years. So hopefully, you know, we will say yes. Our job is to say yes. We can't always do it. We gotta protect the company, and because the company is you. If we don't protect the company, that's why the rules are there. We don't want things sold on the internet that'll take away from your preferred customers. We don't want things sold eBay, Amazon, anything. You probably get a call from me if we see it, and if they lie to me, they're gone. Tell me the truth and we'll try to work through it. But I've seen too many people garage qualify in other businesses, and guess what? That takes money away from all of you, and I don't like that. And we're going to protect you with every breath we take, and it's all about you. If we can't make a decision for you that's good for you, we won't make it. And I mean that with all my heart.
This audio presentation was created to assist you in your personal development, furthering your leadership skills, and building a sustainable business. While no one can guarantee success, we hope that the principles discussed here will enable you to experience greater confidence and the satisfaction of genuine accomplishment. This is a copyrighted program of Common Sense Mentoring. All rights are reserved.